A very warm welcome to you. You are listening to a message from Senior Pastor of Word Fountain Christian Ministries, Pastor Dupe Adefola. Be blessed.
Indeed, you are God. You alone can make the year 2018 to come to only a few days. You have been watching over us. You have been keeping us. You have been providing for us. All the testimonies, they bear witness that we have not been left without your presence. We say thank you, Father. We take none of these testimonies for granted, Jehovah. And the Lord point to all the things that you alone can do. For you alone are the God who does wonders. We bless you, Father. Lord, we are counting our blessings. Because you have not left us without a testimony. Indeed, a year of awesome wonders. Indeed, a year that the God of heaven watches over from the beginning to the end. Our heart says, thank you, Father. Even as we lift your banner of praise, O God, and we display your glory on the earth, we pray, Jehovah, that even this last month will be filled with your goodness, be filled with your mercies, be filled with your love, be filled with your faithfulness, be filled with your favor, be filled, oh God, with your power, and your presence will be with us. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, even as we open our hearts to your word this afternoon, we pray that you speak. Lord, we ask that our ears be opened unto you. We ask, oh God, that our hearts be inclined to you. We ask that our spirit, oh God, would draw from you, that the earth will drink from the rain of heaven. Lord, we ask, O God, for the spirit, O God, of grace and truth to come upon us. We bless you because your presence is here. Thank you for everyone who is here already. Thank you for those who will yet come. We are saying thank you. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen and amen. Let's put our hands together for Jesus. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Amen. It's indeed the last Sunday of the first Sunday of the last month, the crowning month, and we are not taking it for granted, for God has been good to us. Amen. Amen. And it's also our anoint the shield season. Amen. Amen. When we wait upon the Lord, when we open our ears to God, when we are filled by his spirit, when we are corrected, when we are instructed, when we are empowered and equipped to face the year ahead, when he gives us the way we will go, the direction he wants us to go, and we bless the name of the Lord. And I want to say thank you to every member of Word Fountain Christian Ministries. This year you have risen up to all the requests. All you have supported the brethren in one way or the other. Amen. And I must tell you, most of them, I don't get to know about them. Even the Holy Spirit doesn't tell me. He only shows me. Amen. Hallelujah. And that is better. Rather than for it to be driven from the front. Things are happening. Love is being shown. Grace is being extended. And on behalf of everyone, I want to say thank you. Thank you for being there for one another and for me as well. Hallelujah. Today we're just going to look briefly on Wonderful Counselor and Anoint the Shield. Anoint the Shield started yesterday for those who are worshiping with us for the first time. It's from the 1st of December to the 21st. We trust the Lord to speak to us as we wait on him in prayer and fasting. Hallelujah. And so our theme for the month is Wonderful Counselor. And has God ever counseled you before? Have you ever received instruction, direction from God? Anyone that will say, I've been instructed of God. Yes, and it showed that only God could have given me this direction. Hallelujah. Just before the word, I want to ask Emisi to share his experience. Amen. As we were praying at home yesterday, was sharing something, and I thought, this is good to hear. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I just thought from what we had at the vigil with wisdom, And I was still digesting that, and I was praying at midday yesterday, and I invited him, and we started praying. And I said, what is the law? No, he was the one that came. I said, Mom, how is this fast going? I said, tell me about your experience. And he opened his mouth, and I thought, wow, wow. May God help us to submit. May God help us to obey him fully. May God lead us to total victory, even as we wait on him in Jesus' name. Thank you for sharing. We don't take it for granted. And we open the airwaves and the heart waves to the word of God. That is, as the Lord gives you instruction, as the God of heaven gives you revelation, let us know. This is how we are built up. This is the pattern in the house. We want to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. And I know that he will surely speak in the name of Jesus. I was saying to him that I was having a new song in the middle of the night, and I felt I should pick up my phone and record it, but I didn't. But I'm sure it will come back. I trust the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Wonderful Counselor. Isaiah chapter 9 has been read, but I want to read from verse 1. Hallelujah. Isaiah 9, I'm reading from the New Living Translation. It says, nevertheless, that time of darkness and despair will not go on forever. Thank you for those that heard it. Thank you for those that received it. Nevertheless, that time of darkness and despair will not go on forever. The land of Zebulun, the land of your life, the land of your family, and Naphtali will be humbled. But there will be a time in the future when Galilee of the Gentiles, which lies along the road that runs between the Jordan and the sea, will be filled with glory. The people who walk in darkness will see a great light. For those who live in a land of deep darkness, a light will shine. You will enlighten the nation of Israel, and his people will rejoice. They will rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, and like warriors dividing the plunder. For you will break the yoke of their slavery and lift the heavy burden from their shoulders. You will break the oppressor's rod, just as you did when you destroyed the army of Midian. Verse 5, the boots of the warrior and the uniforms, bloodstained by war, will all be burned. They will be fuel for fire. Amen. For a child is born to us, a son is given to us. The government will rest on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His government and its peace will never end. He will rule with fairness and justice from the throne of his ancestor David for all eternity. The passionate commitment, that's the New Living Translation, the passionate commitment of the Lord of Heaven's armies will make this happen. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. There is a nevertheless. It's the last month of the year, but nevertheless, the mercies of God, the awesome wonders of God are still active. It is the last month of the year, but nevertheless, the protection of the Lord is still active. It is the last month of the year, but nevertheless, the provision of God is still available. It is the last month of the year, but the healing virtue of God is still active. It is the last month of the year, but the awesome wonders of God will not cease. In the name of Jesus Christ. It says the despair and the darkness will not go on forever. I believe God, every despair, every darkness you've experienced in 2018 comes to an end by the mercy of God. Because the statute, there's what is called the statute of limitation. There must be a limitation of darkness, limitation of despair. Why? Because a child is born. Amen. The book of Isaiah, if we had the time to read chapter 8, another son was born in chapter 8. It was born to Isaiah himself. Before the child was born, God told Isaiah to write on a piece of paper, yes, Genesis, come and preach with me. Hallelujah. To write on a piece of paper the name of a name. He didn't tell him who was going to. He said, Mahashalabash. I don't know if you prefer Mahashalahabaz to wonderful counselor. He said, Mahashalal Hashbash. That's verse 1 of Isaiah 8. God asked Isaiah to write it. Then in verse 3, then I slept with my wife, and she became pregnant, and she gave birth to a son. And the Lord said, call him Mahashalal Hashbaz. For before this child is old enough to say, Papa or Mama, Daddy or Mommy, the king of Assyria will carry away both the abundance of Damascus and the riches of Samaria. That is, this child that is going to be born, just before he's old enough to even pronounce names, simple names, there will be trouble in the land. And God told him that there was going to be darkness, there was going to be pain. That's all of chapter 8. But in chapter 9, somebody, you are in your chapter 9. You are in that season of nevertheless. Nevertheless, I've seen trouble. Nevertheless, I've seen pain. Nevertheless, but God has been good. Because in the midst of it, throughout the year 2018 of awesome wonders, God has been giving us victory in health, in newborn babies, in pregnancies, even in places where doctors say this can't happen or it's not yet time for it to happen. We have experienced God's nevertheless, because darkness and despair will not go on forever. This is the ministry of Jesus. This is why a child was born. As we look to Christmas, and the Bible says to us, the people who walk in darkness will see a great light. Even those who live in the depths of darkness, that is, no light could be seen. I believe it's also this week we were hearing of Paul Chaul, the missionary, who went to an island where there has been no gospel preached, and he died. He was killed there. That tells us that even in the 21st century, there are still places of deep darkness, places where the gospel has not been preached. And I was reading about it, and I was told that there are 100 such communities on earth today who have not allowed anybody to come near them. No pollution. They are afraid of what the infectious diseases that people will bring if they come among them. And so they resist vehemently anyone to come to them. But God has a plan that the people who walk in darkness will see a great light. They may not have seen it through the man who was killed, but God has a plan for them that the light of God will shine. It can even be that experience that will make people to pray and say, God, how do we reach these 100 remaining tribes? And I believe, God, that we will bear the burden of those who have not seen the light of God, and we will pray for them. And when it's time for us to evangelize, we will not hold back and think, oh, it belongs to them. If they don't know Jesus till he comes, it's their problem. But we will take his light to them. And as we are doing this, the Bible says God will enlarge. How many people are ready for enlargement? Yes, the year 2018 is ending, but God is still enlarging. How many people that believe that even in this month you will experience enlargement? The word of God says God will enlarge. It is not the month. It is not the government. It is the plan of God that this month you will find enlargement. So don't shut yourself down. Don't close your testimony book. Don't close your expectation, because it's also the month of enlargement in the name of Jesus. And his people will rejoice. I mean, Minister Kiru knew that something happened in her spirit. She knew that something happened in her body, that the way she was feeling at home, that was not suggestive that she should dress up and come to church. But when she obeyed God, when she stepped before God, she was given music in her spirit, and she was given feet to dance, that instead of fainting, she could rise up and rejoice. Amen? I mean, if Minister Favor was ministering last Sunday, and she was feeling faint at the same time, but God revived her. The Bible says its people will rejoice. God will enlarge you, and God will help you to rejoice. In the name of Jesus Christ, the enlargement you will experience will not bring sorrow to you. The enlargement you will experience will not bring anguish to you. I believe the Lord is saying to someone, don't allow anything to limit your expectations, because even in this last month, God will enlarge your rejoicing. In the name of Jesus, he says you will rejoice as people who have a harvest. harvest of awesome wonders, harvest of healing, harvest of souls saved, harvest of peace in your home, harvest of reconciliation with your siblings, harvest of good health and security at work, harvest in the name of Jesus. What is your harvest for the year 2018, especially for December? Have you got a name for your harvest? The Bible says you will rejoice like people who rejoice at a harvest. And like warriors dividing the plunder. This book is so rich. This chapter is so rich. That is, you go to war, you come back victorious. You don't come back empty-handed. And you are saying, Pastor Winford, take your lot. Pastor Clara, take yours. Toby, take your portion. Minister Wiley, take your portion. In your family, you are saying, this is our plunder from the battle and the victories that we have had. I pray that nobody will have a victim mentality, but we will have victor's mentality, expecting that we will share the plunder of all the harvest and the victory from war in the name of Jesus. Why will this happen? In the midst of the nevertheless, God will be breaking the yoke off the shoulder of his people. Every yoke that you have carried that has postponed your deliverance and saying that it will be in 2019, God is saying in this year, 2018, in the remaining 30 days, if you allow him, if you walk with him, he will break the yoke from your shoulders. He will lift the heavy burdens from your shoulders. In the name of Jesus Christ, God is saying you will travel light into 2019. I believe the people of God are here. God is saying you will travel light into the new year. He says you will not carry shame into the new year. He said he himself will break the yoke from your shoulder. What burden are you carrying? I pray that today you will lay them at the feet of the Lord. Hallelujah. He says that you will break the oppressor's rod. Hallelujah. God is also saying you will participate in this. As you pray, you break the rod of the oppressor. You will say to the oppressor, enough is enough. Hallelujah. The boots of the warrior. And this one just thrilled me. I'm in my nevertheless. Are you in your nevertheless? Are you in your in my nevertheless? This one thrills me. You know what it says? It says the boots of the warrior and the uniforms bloodstained by war will all be burnt. I'm not taking them to 2019. I'm going to burn the boots. I'm going to remove all the bloodstained garments. Where my injuries are. The Bible says they will be burnt because you won't need them for 2019. Because God himself is taking you into a land, into a year that peace is assured in the name of Jesus. Somebody says, just stand up to your feet and shake your feet and say, the boots of war, I burned you. All the uniforms, all the bloodstains. Our brother was talking about soldiers that went on exercise, not even war, but there was accident as they were practicing, as they were preparing themselves. I want you to pray. The Bible says the boots of the warrior and the uniforms bloodstained by war. Every bloodstain of January, the bloodstain of February, the bloodstain of March, the bloodstain of April, the bloodstain of May, the bloodstain of June, the bloodstain of July, the bloodstain of August, the bloodstain of September, the bloodstain of October, the bloodstain of November, even the bloodstain of December, I consume you with the fire of the Holy Spirit. I say you are consumed by the blood of the Lamb. The fire of the Lord tears you and destroys you. I won't need you for 2019 for the Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know the reason all this is happening is because the child is born. That's why you won't need the boots of war. Because a child is born. You will not need your war-stained uniforms. Because a child is born. And what will be coming out of your mouth is that this child, just as our sister said, they prayed over their daughter, that she will be a child that brings favor to herself and to her parents. And they are seeing the favor of the Lord. The God of heaven is saying, because a child is born, you will name him. That the government of your life is on his shoulders. That's why you will not need war boots. That is why you will need war-stained uniforms. That is why the light will shine. Because the government of your life, the government of your home, the government of your work, the government of your health, the government of your immediate and extended families are on his shoulders. And he can carry it. Oh Lord, you are my God. I will exalt. I pray the Holy Spirit will minister to us today. That the promise and the plan of God will be revealed. For you have done wonderful things. And your counsel of old are faithfulness and truth. He said, for a child is born. To us is a child, but also a son. A child to Mary, but a son of God. And the government of your life, the government of your home, the government of your future, the government of your career, the government of your ministry shall rest upon his shoulders. He is the reason why you will not need your war boots. Otherwise, it will leave you to fight your battle. You don't need him if you can fight your own battles. You don't need him if your war-stained uniform is secured enough. But it says you will burn it, not that you will wash it. To wash it is to keep it for another war. But he said you will burn it. You will burn it. As we pray in these 21 days, you have authority to burn. Anything that is not working well, you have authority to burn it. To burn failure, to burn poverty, to burn sickness, to burn commotion, to burn anger, to burn unforgiveness. He says they shall be burned, incarcerated. Because you can receive the child that is born. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And as you receive him, you pass the government over to him. This is what this 21 days is about. The government of the remaining days of 2018, we give it to him. The government of the new year, we give it to him. The Bible says of the increase of his government and peace. There shall be no end. As we go into 2019 and they begin to manifest Brexit, we give him the government of Brexit. Hallelujah. Even as a church, we are beginning to receive that increase. Because I was saying on Friday, we have been written to participate in the home office contracts with our adult learning to help European Union nationals who need to regularize their stay. We are a center to where they can come to. Hallelujah. That is of the increase of his government. And will be paid for everyone that comes. Someone spends 45 minutes, they pay us £25 per person. Someone spends 60 minutes, they pay us £50. I mean, only God. We didn't go for it. It came by email. I thought it was a scam. iPhone. They said, yes, you are a recognized center. And they want us to now introduce them to other people of the increase of his government. You will eat the fruit of Brexit. Amen. You will not lament in Brexit. Amen. Because these days you are going to transfer the government of your life to his shoulders. Hallelujah. His government and its peace will never end. In your home, at work, even in every area, in your health, and in raising your children. Put the government on his shoulder. He will rule you with fairness and he will seek justice for you in the name of Jesus. And the Bible says the passionate commitment, the zeal of the Lord shall perform it. That is, nothing will deter it from happening. And nothing will hold it from not happening. You may be feeling weak in your body, but the zeal of the Lord will perform it. You may be feeling unable, but the zeal of the Lord will perform it. You may feel not qualified, but the zeal of the Lord will perform it. What do you want the zeal of the Lord to do? Our sister, Pastor Wanu, said, when you are not standing, God will be standing for you. The zeal of the Lord will perform it. I want you to thank God that you are a partaker in this government, that the government of your life is upon Jesus. He will show you the direction of peace. He will show you the direction of fruitfulness. In the name of Jesus, as we navigate, as we trust him, he's the pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night. It does not matter what your experience was before you came to church. You are in your nevertheless season. It does not matter what your bank account was saying before you came to church. You are in your nevertheless season. It does not matter the conflict in your home before you came to God. You are in your nevertheless season. It does not matter how many letters of rejections you received before you came out concerning your work. You are in your nevertheless season. I want you to agree with God that this nevertheless help will be available. That even in this nevertheless season, strength is available. You will know the way to go in the name of Jesus Christ. If you are not yet saved, don't let this nevertheless season miss you. Because it said the light will shine upon those that sit in darkness. You don't need to remain in the darkness concerning the gospel of God. If you may have been in church for many months and many years, but if you have not known this light, that God of heaven is availing himself, that even nevertheless in this season, you will come to the salvation that God himself offers. Hallelujah. Nevertheless, they that sit in darkness will receive a great light. Darkness and despair will not go on forever. That's why you will burn the war boots. That's why you will burn the war-torn garments, the blood-stained garments, because they are not needed. That's why we are asking the Lord to give us new wine, so that we can, new skin, so that we can receive the new wine. We can receive the new wine of his joy, of his peace, of his love, of his strength, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Wonderful counselor. Wonder is something that causes amazement and inspires awe. I had the privilege this week. I've been working with a man. For 2 weeks, he wouldn't talk to anyone. But the Lord intervened. The Lord intervened, and on Tuesday, things just turned around and people are asking, Dupe, what have you done with this man? And I said, I'm believing God that this man will become useful in the hand of God. I'm believing God that this one will have a turnaround. How can a mother have twins and two of them go to prison? It's painful. That's darkness. And one of them, the Lord just navigated his path to come out my way, and I bless the name of the Lord for what he's doing. Because they that sit in darkness will see a great light in the name of Jesus. That's awesome wonder. In this our generation, they will say it's epic. It's out of this world. And Missy was sharing with me the boxer wrestler yesterday that went into depression, came out, and what did he have yesterday? Okay, thank you very much. Hallelujah. But God can give you a comeback. That's what I'm saying. If God can give that man a comeback, God can give you and I a comeback. And the comeback will be greater than before in the name of Jesus. So when we say Jesus is a wonderful counselor, we are saying he's a wonder of a counselor. He's a wonder of a counselor because when he counsels you, he walks with you through it. He doesn't just say, go and do it. Go and try it. When he said to Jairus, who said his daughter was sick, Jesus went into that home, even though it was enough for him that Jesus would speak the word. But Jesus says, I will get there. I pray that as we travel in the spirit, as we fast and as we pray, you will know him as a wonder of a counselor. That it will give you light where you need light. It will give you strength where you need strength. In the name of Jesus Christ. So many things about Jesus point to his wonder. Is it the way he was conceived? Is it the way he defeated Satan and temptation? Is it his power to heal? Is it his ability to teach? Is it the perfect life that he lived in the midst of a sinful world? Or is it his resurrection from the dead? Wonder to behold. His position as our wonderful counselor means that we can trust him to listen to our problems and guide us in the right direction. That's what Proverbs chapter 3 verse 6 says. We can be sure he's listening because he told us to pray to him about our worries in Philippians chapter 4 verse 6 and in James chapter 1 verse 5. We can be certain he has our best interests at heart because he loves us, and his love is so wide and deep that we cannot fully understand it. Let's go to Matthew chapter 4 as we begin to embrace the wonderful counselor. Matthew chapter 4, I'll read from verse 3. During that time, the devil came and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, tell the stones to become loaves of bread." But Jesus told him, "No, the scriptures say, people do not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city, Jerusalem, to the highest point of the temple and said, "If you are the Son of God, jump off, for the scripture says he will order his angels to protect you, and they will hold you up with their hands, so you won't even hurt your foot on stone." Jesus responded, "The scripture also says, you must not test the Lord your God." Next, the devil took him to the peak of a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. "I will give it all to you," he said, "if you will kneel down and worship me." What did Jesus say? "Get out of here, Satan," Jesus told him. "For the scripture says, you must worship the Lord your God and serve him only." What happened then? Then the devil went away or left him, and angels came and took care of him. As we pray, you must know when to say to Satan, "Get out of here. Get out of my home. Leave my finance alone. Leave my faith alone. Leave my family alone. Leave my job alone." It is not just enough to fast and pray. It is about taking up your authority to say, "Satan, get out of here in the name of Jesus Christ." A wonderful counselor will give you the understanding to know when the enemy wants to creep into your fears, when he begins to make suggestions, when he begins to tell you, "Can you really fast?" "Yes, I understand the weight loss. How can I fast when my weight is just so small?" But I tell you, angels will minister to us as we wait upon the Lord. "How can I fast when it's Christmas season and all the shops are doing..." God will give us the strength. He wants us to wait on him, because it's only those that wait upon the Lord that renew their strength. They are the ones that mount up with wings as eagles. They run, they are not weary, they walk, they don't faint. If you want to burn the boots of war, if you want to remove and burn the garments that are stained by blood. Blood means you were wounded. You were not defeated, but you were wounded. You have marks to show that you fought a battle in 2018. But God is calling us to come and burn them as we pray. Let's rise up to our feet. Let's just thank God for this day. That, "Lord, even in this season, I will not faint. I will not fail." Thank God for his word. Thank God for his word. Don't let the enemy close your mouth. Thank God for the authority he's imputing into your spirit. Thank God because his presence is here. Thank God that he can hear your voice in heaven. Thank God that his ears are open unto you. I want you to ask the Spirit of the Lord to help you. Help you to wait upon the Lord. Help you to trust in the Lord. Help you to search the scriptures. Help you to find revelation. Help you to receive counsel. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh God of heaven, we thank you. Let's acknowledge that his word has gone forth and it will not return to him void. If you read further in Matthew chapter 4, you will see where Jesus was referring to Isaiah chapter 9, that those that sit in darkness, the light has shone. Agree with God that even in this season, you are part of those that the light of God is shining upon. The help of heaven is upon you. The presence of the Most High God is with you. And with your God, you will do valiantly. With my God, I will do valiantly. By my God, I will run through the troop. By my God, I will leap over walls. By my God, I will not be weary. By my God, I will not faint. Talk to God by his spirit. You will not take part in the bloodshed of December. Your life will not be wasted. You will not mourn over anyone. You will not sorrow over anyone. Because the child is born. Because the wonderful counselor is your God. Because the Prince of Peace is available to you. Because you know him and you love him. I want you to ask God, God, give me the grace to follow you. Your grace is enough for me. In the name of Jesus Christ, let this season open unto me the abundance of your mercies, the abundance of your blessings. In the name of Jesus Christ. If you have not known Jesus, let his light shine. There is no contention that unless the light, the God of heaven lights the candle of a man, the spirit, the Bible says, the spirit of a man is the candle of the Lord. The spirit of a man is the candle of the Lord. God wants to light that candle so that you in him you will have light. In his light you will see light. If you haven't made Jesus your Lord, please don't use the church as an excuse, as a cover. The church itself needs God. We need to know the God we serve. So please, coming in is a privilege, but meeting Christ is a covenant. You want to give your life to Jesus. And say, even as we pray, I don't want to pray without assurance. I want to pray knowing that I have met the God who alone does wonders. If you are here, just lift up your hand and place it on your heart and pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I thank you because you came to save. Your coming turned the table against the devil. Your coming brought light and life. Your coming brought the love of the Father. I open my heart to you. And I ask, oh God, that you come and dwell in me. I place the government of my life on your shoulders. I give it to you. I struggle not with you. I receive the grace to walk with you. I receive the help of the Holy Spirit to know your will and to do it. I thank you, Father, that I have been saved from the kingdom of darkness and I'm translated to the kingdom of your dear Son. Thank you, Father, that you came. I am yours today. In Jesus' name. If you said that prayer, don't rush home. Don't let the timing of man hold you back from eternity. Agree with God. The Lord God is here to help you. See me after service. For all of us, I want you to lift up your hands to God and just say to God, God, this is my nevertheless season. I unlock the mystery of nevertheless. I agree with your word that death and despair have come to an end. There are some things that don't kill, but they leave one in a state of confusion and despair. But the Bible says, death and despair, you have come to an end. I am not carrying over the burdens of 2018. I lay them down at the foot of the cross. I am free. I am free indeed because the Son of God has set me free. I experience liberty in my spirit. I experience liberty in my body. I experience liberty in my soul. Lord, I receive the strength to walk with you. I receive the strength to receive fresh unction, anointing in the name of Jesus. I will not be barren of testimonies and wonders. The month of December, you have come to do me good. You have come to bring to me the crowning of wonders for 2018. I embrace you and I walk in victory. I walk in rejoicing. I walk in testimonies, because unto us a child is born and unto us a son is given. Thank you, Father. And so, Father, we thank you. For the Bible has assured us that Jesus came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. He overcame Satan. He overcame sin. He overcame sickness. And he gave us abundant life. In these 21 days remaining, oh God, 19 and a few hours, we'll walk in that victory. We establish and activate that victory. We agree that no one will wait in weakness, but we will wait on you in strength. We will wait in victory in the name of Jesus. We agree, Lord, that our joy shall be full in the name of Jesus. We will not compromise our freedom. We will not negotiate our liberty. We speak to everything that is in heaven and on earth that you will mark us for victory in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you. We pray over your church that as your habitation, O God, we shall flourish. In the name of Jesus Christ, the assemblies will flourish. Lord, the assignments will flourish. The departments will flourish. Lord, we are grateful because it's our nevertheless season. We have seen many troubles in the year 2018, but the awesome wonders outweigh them all. And therefore, we take our trumpets and we blow the horn as we shout hallelujah. Let's shout 12 hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening and hope that you have been richly blessed. For more information on Word Fountain Christian Ministries and service times, please log on to wordfountain.org or call the office on 01865 402 108. We look forward to seeing you. God bless.